This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, how are we?
Pretty good.
Fiona, what's the grossest thing about pregnancy that we should all know?
Nothing gross has happened to me just yet so far.
I don't know if I want to know this.
But I think it's gross when your water breaks, all sorts come out. And that's why I've been saying this to you guys. I don't want it to happen at home because I don't want to have to clean it. I'd love if it happened like out and about somewhere.
In public.
But that would be stressful in itself.
Whatever happens in Tesco?
Then it's Tesco's job. Oh, then I feel so bad. I'll be like, no, let me help you with this.
I'll
clean
it.
Literally in bits.
What comes out?
Just a few bits. And if the water is clear, that's fine. All is healthy. But the water can be, sorry, this is gross.
Murky.
The water can be a little bit brown. That means the baby's pooed in there and he could be in distress.
That's so.
So it's like, we have to keep an eye on that. And then what else is gross?
It's just a baby with a little pin in there going, right, ready.
Yeah. And then
it's basically a big balloon, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. It's like the fluid that keeps the baby like
alive.
I don't know. Yeah. And
then saw you at the minute.
What fruit?
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Fiona has the Flow app and it's telling her based on her week of pregnancy. I don't know the terminology.
I think it's
sorry,
pineapple. No, this is the size. What size the baby is.
Oh, but also what you should be eating, right?
Sometimes it says that, but sometimes it doesn't. This week my baby has a fully...
Are you? He's not like, fruit are you? Well, what cereal are you? Today I'm Cocoa Puffs.
Today I am brown, flakes of brown. We'll be talking about that. You'll hear that later in the show. Oh, wait, I should be getting vitamin D in fortified milk and fatty fish. I should be eating magnesium, nuts, berries and bananas. My baby has a fully formed brain.
What size?
Oh, very advanced. And finally, it is the size... of a pineapple, ladies and gentlemen. That is hefty.
I hope it comes out with the hair of a pineapple as well.
I hope so too. Do you know what? I hope it has dark hair because Dwayne has really dark hair and he had dark hair when he was born. But he thinks babies with dark hair are creepy. But I think bald babies are creepy. So either way, one of us is going to think the baby is a bit rotten.
But what about if it's a blonde baby? Because a lot of them
weird
will start blonde.
Serial killer. Bit strange. Thoughts?
What if you give birth and hold the baby and go, I just don't know if I vibe with you. Like,
I know. That's what I'm nervous of.
Or that like is a very real thing.
It does come out immediately and be mad looking and it can have a bit of a cone head. That's why they put the hat on it straight away.
Yeah.
Because it's like head, the bones aren't fully formed. That's how it can come out.
Yeah.
And so like it does have that cone head. That's why they put the hat on straight away. So it's like, don't be freaked out. Your baby has a cone head for now, but it'll go down to normal.
For now.
Let's go. Fiona in the morning.
Good morning, hello.
Hey,
hello.
Good morning, how are we?
Good morning.
Oh, good form. I am still buzzing on behalf of our colleague, Jack Keating.
Go on, Jack. Go on, Jack.
Honest to God, so my boyfriend is called Jack as well, just for context on this story. When I started watching Love Island the other day, he was kind of coming in and out of the room going, you know, huffing and puffing and groaning and giving out.
What's this, right?
That's not a rubbish.
Do you really watch this?
That's so bad.
Right? Oh, yeah. Ick.
Real judgmental. And then the last few days, and that's how I got into Love Island as well. You're with a friend watching a bit of it and you go, and who's... No, he didn't.
Exactly.
Did she?
You can't look away.
You get completely invested.
That's how my ma used to get invested in my TV shows.
Yeah.
Like whenever I'd be watching anything, ma would be like, she hasn't done that, has she? I'd be like, since when are you watching?
Yeah. Since I thought you thought this was crap. Yeah.
It is.
Last night when the new episode was finally uploaded onto Virgin Media Player. By the way, shout out to Virgin Media Player. You might just hurry it on a bit.
What time did you watch it at?
Like I didn't go up till about 10 past 11 and then I was like, I have to watch a bit.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I didn't get to turn it off till midnight.
I was in bed by half eight.
It was a good episode to stay up and watch.
I know.
Though.
And my intention was to watch the first 20 minutes and go to sleep, but sure I couldn't. Anyway, as Jack was falling asleep beside me, not Jack Keating, my boyfriend.
Good specimen.
He heard the new episode start and went, is that the new one from tonight? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, where are my glasses?
My God, you're going out with a 90-year-old.
We were hollering
spectacles
at the telly at Jack Keating. He got the shift not once but twice last night.
Who was the other person he got?
Well, no, but just two Whitneys.
Oh, two Whitneys?
And they were cuddly in bed.
They were shifting in bed.
Stop it.
Yeah. My only request, happy for Jack, happy for Whitney. Please lower the mics a bit while the kissing is going on. I don't need to hear this.
Nah, don't listen to her.
Please.
Put the volume up.
No.
She was like, and the best quote of the night was from Whitney when she went into the, chatting to the camera or whatever. What's it called? The hut?
Yeah.
Beach hut or whatever. She said, like, oh, he was such a good kisser. And B, I totally get now how he has a baby.
Right. Oh, let it go, Whitney.
I know. Dave and Fiona, Tuesday morning. Hope you're good.
Hey,
and
good
bearing
morning.
In mind, on Friday, we will be giving away €125,000 on the cash machine. We'll give you all the details really soon on the show.
Well, I feel like I've already won, and I'm sure so does anyone who loves a celebrity notes app reveal, because last night was like all our Christmases and birthdays come at once. And as for looking at the Northern Lights, I don't think anyone was taking their eyes away from Brooklyn Beckham's Instagram stories, which are still live, by the way.
I love that. Fair play to him. Considering screenshotting them all, just in case.
Because you broke it in our group chat. Dave.
I did break it in our group chat. Do you know who broke it for me? Was Padraig Wilson-McCarthy.
Stunning.
Who sometimes
amazing.
Reads the news on our show.
We love it. I love the like journey of how it all got to. But then me and Emma rushed to screenshot these stories. But there was no need because they're still up there. If you don't know what we're talking about somehow.
This is probably the biggest scandal in Hollywood in a long time.
And the biggest reveal from someone on the inside. So there's been months of speculation about like the family feud between Brooklyn Beckham and the rest of his family, between David and Victoria and the kids.
This is so big that like Fiona brought this up on the podcast Talking B and Calvin hadn't a clue what she was talking about.
That's bizarre
mad,
to me,
isn't it?
But like no one was massively in the know until this happened.
Yeah. I remember months ago, even on the show, we were discussing his absence from David's 50th, and there was all this talk, wasn't there, about potentially he went out with one of the siblings' girlfriend. There was all these rumours as to why.
Yes, yeah, because like really usually in celebrity drama, all you can know is what you speculate from who appears at what, mm-hmm. who doesn't follow who on Instagram and whatever. And that's why this is a bounty. So there's a lot to get through. The statement is like pages and pages long, all up on his Instagram story. So we're going to start...
6 pages, I think.
We're going to start with the idea that Victoria and David have controlled the narrative of the Beckham family all their lives, mm-hmm. and that they all have to like appear at these public events, and that there's this whole thing of like this perfect family unit,
And that like showing they love each other is posting about your family on Instagram,
exactly, and posting their business efforts and what have you. Okay, so next up we're going to talk about the dress drama, which you may have heard of. The whole thing in the lead up to the wedding, Nicola Peltz was allegedly meant to wear a dress designed by Victoria Beckham. She didn't. She wore a dress by Valentino, and it was like, who snubbed who?
Since yesterday.
Valentino?
Yeah. 83 died last night.
Oh my God, he saw this and was like, look, I've enough. God. I'm out. Y'all, this is y'all's problem. Yeah. This is some family drama. And there was speculation of like, did she choose not to wear the dress? Did she snub Victoria? Did Victoria say, oh, actually, you can't wear the dress? Brooklyn said last night, at the 11th hour, Victoria pulled away the dress, pulled it off Nicola's bare back. That's not what happened, but stopped her from wearing the dress and that she had to wear something else.
Maybe just stick to the facts.
The poor girl.
Fake news media.
Put me on the record. The poor girl had to get Valentino, and we really
the 11th
hope.
Hour drama was so funny. And in the 11th hour,
poor thing had to wear Valentino.
Like an absolute pleb. It was horrible. There is the general chat. Now, this is very relatable to anyone who's gotten married. I related to this. Victoria is alleged to have called Brooklyn evil because he put his nanny and Nicola Peltz's nanny at the top table, their grandparents, because they didn't have their husbands with them.
Aww.
And David and Victoria and Nicola's parents had to sit at two tables adjacent. So they weren't at the top tables, but the grannies were. To be fair, my mum would call me evil if I did that as well. That's just what happens at a wedding.
If I didn't have my granny at the top table...
That's the thing. You can't win. You can't win. So that's one of the things where it's like, Brooklyn, do you know what? That stuff does happen at a wedding. And I know you're very young and you're very rich and you're very famous, but that's kind of standard.
Mm-hmm.
So next up, he said that family members the night before the wedding started saying Nicola was not blood and not family, which I would argue is a good thing.
That's a good thing.
It's good.
That's called incest.
I did the wedding prep.
They really like to be the Windsors.
No, we learned when Fiona was getting married, when she went to do the green book and everything, you're not allowed admire your
You're
cousins.
Not allowed to be cousins. So I before that,
sorry,
I was
all right, me and Dwayne aren't blood.
Well, he's my third cousin. So you have your first cousin, your third, but that's not allowed. Finally, well, not finally, we've two more to get through.
Two more hours.
Victoria Beckham did not support Nicola Peltz's dog charity during the LA wildfires. Nicola wanted some help. We don't know the nature of which. Did they want her to post on social media? Did they want financial help for the dogs?
Did they want her to just show up and be a part of the
rescue efforts?
Did
they want her to be like,
efforts?
Here's a dog, put up an Instagram story with a pit bull terrier? Did they want her to temporarily house the dogs? As I saw someone say on Reddit, in fairness, I also didn't help displace dogs during the LA wildfires. And someone responded, that's why Brooklyn Beckham wants nothing to do with you. And the 50th birthday party.
This was David's 50th?
David's 50th. There was a bit of speculation about this. It was like, why aren't Brooklyn at the 50th? Mm-hmm. He says that him and Nicola travelled to London and stayed for a week in a hotel.
Yes,
and no one would meet up with them, only at the big public event with all
the
press
cameras.
And all the...
Which brings it back to the idea that Brooklyn's saying that the family, it's all
for
facetious.
Image. It's all image.
For image.
Okay,
yeah.
So we've got through a lot, but we haven't even talked about the piece de resistance. Victoria Beckham's inappropriate dancing.
Oh my God.
Guess what? We'll be talking about that next.
I think this, of everything I read, this was one of the last paragraphs and I went, this is the part that shocks me.
She left it all on the dance floor.
Oh, she did.
What did she leave?
I don't know if I
we'll
want to hear
out.
About this.
Oh God, very strange.
Yeah.
Okay. Dave Guetta now, Teddy Swims. This is Gone, Gone, Gone on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. All this week we have amazing tech to go over thanks to Harvey Norman. If you'd like to win, we will be telling you how in about 5 minutes' time.
Exciting. Indeed. But for now, we are in the throes of the Beckham drama. Brooklyn went nuclear on his Instagram stories last night and revealed everything. Do we know what's true and what's not? No. Are we speculating heavily? Yes, because that is the nature of celebrity culture and that is what we do here.
It's interesting, isn't it? Like what went up last night in terms of the did you notice the layout was a bit funny of his notes app?
Yeah, they were all kind of like different space away from the sides.
So this
stuff.
Just in from Sean on in touch on WhatsApp. I just looked at the Brooklyn Beckham Instagram account on the back of you talking about it.
Whoa.
And saw that he is Kiotogue or a left-handed person. Yeah, is that how you pronounce it?
Left-handed
person.
Kiotogue.
Did you know Kiotogue?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, apparently he is, by the way that he wrote it. It's quite obvious to him. He said, from what? Sean on still in bed, there's a useless fact for the day.
But well,
It's written on the screen. It's typed on a notes app.
Well, this is just what I'm hearing from Sean on, guys.
I don't know what I'm more shocked by. The fact that you only heard about this now. The fact that we brought this news to you when it was huge.
Yeah.
Or the fact that you know that Brooklyn Beckham is left-handed based on his notes app. Both equally impressive. Very, very.
I'd say he's having you on.
Do you think?
He's like, where I'll text into this radio station. Did you know?
Like, what the hell? We will believe everything. Okay, all right. Let's talk about this inappropriate dancing that Victoria Beckham is alleged to have done, not with her son, on her son.
That's the wording of this part is really what got me. You're 4 or 5 pages into this statement. And on the last page, as you said, the piece de resistance.
Yeah.
My mother weirdly danced with me at my wedding.
Danced on me.
On me.
We said, hold up. We said, stop right now to take it back to the Spice Girls. We said, two cannot become one in this way.
But the way that he explained it, like, you probably have it there, but like, it was meant to be his first dance with his wife.
Now, there is speculation about this. A few sources say a few different things. But first...
Yeah, there must be like some sort of video evidence.
Well, surely. There was
sometime.
500 people at this wedding. And based off what Brooklyn Beckham says about his family, they like to film an event and make it public and make it all for show. Right. First character involved in this is Mark Anthony. If you don't know who Mark Anthony is, if you were reading this statement being like, how does J-Lo's ex and father of her twins come into this? Mark Anthony is a family friend of the Beckhams and performed at the wedding as a gift. He has songs like this.
I've heard of Mark Anthony, but I've never heard of that song.
You can so see Victoria bumping and grinding to that. That was Tu Amor Mi Hace Bien. He also has Amar Sin Mentiras. Y quiero amar sin mentiras, sin mentiras.
Lion King at the end there.
It did, didn't it? That is a beautiful song about loving without lies. And finally, I Need You. Nothing matters but you, my love.
Ooh. And only all right. God above could be the one to know exactly how I feel. When we say inappropriate dancing, what would you consider inappropriate now?
I would class it as bumping and grinding, maybe dropping booty to the floor.
If you were, say, Fiona, like, say on your wedding day with Dwayne, and say, Dave said, oh, can I have a dance with the bride? What would he have to do?
I mean, obviously, you guys had gone long before the dance floor started, which is probably why. Dave was like, I need to get out of here before I dance inappropriately on the bride.
But my point is, what would you consider? Oh, that was a bit much now, Dave.
I mean, let's go with what I would consider inappropriate from Dwayne's mom and him. If she was, you know, just doing a slow dance with him, and I don't know, maybe dropped hand to below, like to the bum section, or maybe if she like backed her booty up into Dwayne, or
in my head, when I saw it, inappropriate dancing, all I was thinking it was like the Macarena or Gangnam Style or something.
Yeah. Really? Oh my God, she tried to do a flash mob.
Someone said she did the break dancing thing from the Olympics.
She did the ray gun. Yeah. She tried to get all the waiters up and was like, it's a flash mob.
Yeah, she could have just been pure messing as well, because the way it's worded makes her sound like such a creep. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
It's worded
in a way that it's like you're freakishly obsessed with your son in a really kind of, who's that philosopher about all, I don't know.
Oh, Oedipus kind of, Freud, sorry.
Yeah, we need another 6 pages, I think.
It's specifically vague there, isn't it?
And it's cutting, like if she's a bit of crack and went down and wants to do Rock the Boat, that's fine.
My mum,
my mother kept going on the floor.
Rock the Boat, left to right.
But when you say she danced on me inappropriately, you're like, this woman's a freak, lock up. Do you know what I mean?
It wasn't the Saturday night dance. I don't know if you guys watched the video. Do you know Rachel Galvo, who performed at our big night of laughs? She kind of has this character of this South Dublin mom who is like obsessed with her son. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And someone messaged her being like, I feel like your South Dublin mom character would have no issue with Victoria Beckham dancing in a party. It's good to dance with your son at the wedding. But this one source says that Mark Anthony asked Brooklyn to come to the stage and then said, also welcoming the most beautiful woman in the room tonight, come on up, Victoria Beckham.
Oh my God.
Whoa, as in Mark Anthony invited Victoria?
Yes, because Mark Anthony was performing the first dance song and that he said, come on up, Brooklyn, come on up, Nicola.
Well, and didn't Brooklyn like say they'd practiced it and all, and they'd, like, for him and Nicola?
There's a lot of conflicting sources. Some people say Brooklyn and Nicola had already had their first dance at this stage.
Oh.
And this was meant to be a mommy son dance. Yeah. Some people say,
okay, because in the statement from Brooklyn, it very much claims that this was meant to be him and Nicola's first dance, and that she hijacked it, as in Victoria hijacked it. So that very much might not be the case.
Sources,
I'd say Beckham HQ this morning, I'd say there was very little sleep got last night.
We wait. Will they breath?
Will they reply?
I hope so.
No,
will they let it sit?
It's going to be the most boring response in the world, and it'll be weeks later.
Yeah.
And no one's going to care at that point. It's just going to be the most media friendly. Like, these people are so calculated.
Oh, totally. For sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's very Windsor. It's very Harry and Meghan getting out of that.
Don't complain, don't explain.
Well. Yeah, totally.
I hope Victoria says nothing and just drops the dance routine.
Yeah. The biggest TikTok dance of 2026. Yeah. You're listening to Spin. Good morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Just after 8. Another round of the Tricky 10 on the air. If you want to play this morning, of course, we'd love to have you. You're so welcome. 087 711 1038 with the word tricky. But for now this morning, we want to get you sorted with Harvey Norman.
Yes, we do. We're teaming up with them at your connected health specialist. Harvey Norman has you covered with a massive range of devices to help you stay motivated, manage stress, sleep better, and smash your fitness goals.
You can find that in store or online at harveynorman.ie, or we have a Huawei GT6 smartwatch to give away today.
I love saying Huawei.
Really?
Huawei.
I'm nervous.
Or Hawaii.
Hawaii.
I think you nailed it the first time.
I got a Huawei phone before.
Yeah.
And I just was like, what is this? It was years ago. It was like when they just come out, and I was like, I love saying it.
You were like, Huawei. Yeah.
Well, I used to call it a Hawaii. And I'm going to be like, it's Huawei.
Yeah.
So you got told.
I remember the cameras on them were brilliant as well. All right, on to give this a go this morning. To win is James.
Hi, James. How are things?
Good morning. I'm very good, thank you.
Good. What are you up to? Where are you off to?
I'm on the way to work. I work in primary school.
What class do you have this year, James? Or are you, maybe you're not a teacher, and that's fair enough.
I work with fifth class.
Fifth class. Very good, fifth class.
I love fifth class. Because sixth class had their confirmation, so yeah, they had like a lot going on, so all the kind of pressure was on them.
Yeah.
Fifth class, the only thing we had to worry about was our Drumcondra tests.
Oh my God, the Drumcondra tests. Are they still a thing, James?
They are indeed, yeah.
Are they? I had fourth class twice. I don't know.
I did fourth class twice, so I was really buzzing to get into fifth class.
Did you do fourth class twice?
Yeah,
oh my God.
I was held back.
You said, give it another go.
Yeah.
Give it another go, Miss Tracy. I'm not ready.
I was always kind of jealous of people like that. But like, you were in a new class. It was so exciting.
Yeah, it was really exciting, and you knew everything that you were doing. You'd be like, I've already done this before.
Feet up. I know that.
All right, James. And how has the new year been? Have you been motivated? How have you been doing some exercise? Have you been eating healthier, or have you just given up already?
Yeah, I've been trying to.
Good. What have you been doing differently?
Balance is nice, so.
Balance. It's all about balance in 2026. That's what I'm telling you.
It is about balance.
Have you noticed that Dave's gotten very motivational since he went back to the gym a few weeks ago? You can do this, James.
I say Dave is ripped already.
I'm just shredded.
He's absolutely jacked. He can barely fit through the door. It's a problem for doing the show every morning. But that's good that you've been giving it a go, James, and hopefully this Huawei GT6 smartwatch would help you.
Yes.
We are going to put 30 seconds on the clock, and we're going to put Emma and Dave head to head to see how many press-ups they can do within that time. That is the workout that they need to do today.
Okay.
So if you back the right person to win the challenge, you will win that prize. If you back the loser, then sadly someone else can ring in and steal that prize from you. So have a think about this now, mm-hmm. James. Press-ups, who do you want to back this morning? You can go with Emma or Dave.
I think I'm going to stick with the boys and go with Dave.
Yes, go with the boys. Okay, Emma.
Not my forte, but I'll give it my best.
I always kind of want to know how much is Emma going to do, and I'll just do one more.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. To be honest,
right.
Okay, they're assuming the positions. I will count Dave, and I'll try to commentate as well. He's doing a bit of a cat-cow stretch at the moment, which is very important. All right,
are we ready?
Start the clock. One. Two. He's taking his time because he's doing them very full on.
How's she doing?
The form is excellent.
I can count. How's she doing?
Okay, you count. Dave's going to count.
Five.
Emma's doing the not very well though.
Is she on her knees?
Emma's not fair.
No, that's only half.
Our upper body strength is different. Go on, Dave. What number are you on there now? Oh well, you said you were going to count. You've done eight.
I've done eight.
Okay, you've done eight.
All right, I'm doing full ones. She's only doing half.
She's just conked to the floor now. Okay.
Right. That was not good.
Dave, well done.
For the mucus in my nose.
Dave, before he starts talking about the mucus, he has done a total of eight.
Okay, and Emma has done a total of?
I want to say zero.
Yeah!
Because they weren't legit.
I only had to do one. Are you serious? Damn it.
Well, look at you. You feel good now. You've done your work out for
the day.
I'll give
you three just to...
you give her seven. Doesn't matter. I won.
People in my gym, if you can't do the full ones, you do the half ones.
Exactly. It's better than nothing.
James, you have gone and won yourself the fab prize of Huawei GT6 smartwatch. Oh, but thanks to Harvey Norman.
Well done.
Thanks very much. Well done, Dave.
Thank you, James. I was about to say, yeah, you did a great job at them press-ups or whatever they're called. James, have a great day. Enjoy that watch.
Have a good one.
Thanks
a
million.
Good luck. Bye.
Bye-bye. Tomorrow on the show around this time with Harvey Norman, the prize to go is an LED light therapy face mask.
Oh, I need one of them.
You probably know what we're on about. But then, for the guys, they're the scary looking masks.
Iron Man masks.
That go all red and hot on faces.
They're for guys as well.
They're for everybody.
Men need skincare too.
They're for everybody.
And they're very much
in demand at the moment. So if you want to win one for free with Harvey Norman, make sure you're with us in the morning.
But what do we have to do? Run a marathon or something?
I don't know.
Oh.
The dread already. Here's Doja Cat. This is Jealous Type. You're on spin, your number one hip music station.
We were obviously just talking about the Beckhams and
everything,
all the things that have happened overnight with Brooklyn releasing a statement and things like that.
Does anybody
know where the Beckhams, as in David and Victoria, got married?
Yeah, somewhere here.
Was it in Castleknock?
It was in Luttrellstown.
Yes.
And guess where I'm going for a wedding this afternoon?
No way.
Luttrellstown.
Dave.
On the day of the Beckham
drama
facade, I am off to Luttrellstown for my cousin Aisling and Sean's wedding.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Aisling's my cousin.
It'd be weird if
Aisling and Sean were cousins. They're not.
Congratulations to Aisling and Sean. What time is that kicking off?
I think it's later on. It's about 2 o'clock. So yeah.
Oh my God, you're going to be able to suss
I'll see if it was the venue that caused the family drama.
Maybe that's where Brooklyn was conceived.
Maybe. No.
Well, he was famously conceived in Brooklyn.
Dublin
Travel. With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
The other one was at sea and the other one was at a Shakespeare play.
I'm a young fella, Luttrell Sound.
Explain Harper 7.
Castlelock, come here.
Harper 7?
Not sure. Maybe they just gave up at that stage. I couldn't keep track.
The 7th attempt at a Harper. Yeah, call him.
The 7 is David Beckham's player number.
Yeah.
Oh, get a grip. They really
did you not know that?
Well, they named the child after his football shirt number.
Well, he was conceived 7. On his football jersey. Sorry, stop. Okay. Please, guys.
Anyway, I'm off to Luttrell's town.
Gorgeous.
I'll let you know.
Little baby Luttrell.
Little baby Luttrell.
Can't believe. Would you be Scarlett though, even before all this, growing up knowing my name's Brooklyn because I was conceived in Brooklyn?
Look, he was doomed from the start. And that's why we are where we are now.
It's good. Right, okay, it's 5 to 8 now. What's the story on the roads, Alex?
Morning, guys. The N3 is slow inbound.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you getting on? Welcome.
We will be playing the Tricky 10 in a few minutes' time now, though. Yesterday, when we were playing the Tricky 10, we were talking to Nicola, who was on to give it a go, and she was mentioning that the pickup times for her kids' schools are real weird.
Oh, yeah. This was really odd.
Yes.
Like, when we... Back in the good old days, it was like a very clean 3 o'clock pickup, 2 o'clock pickup, 1 o'clock pickup start. Or whatever. Whereas these days, we're gone to like the potentially 2:57s or whatever. This is what she said.
She finishes at, stupid times, 2:47.
Oh! 2:47!
2:47!
Yeah. Really strange, and they start at a funny time as well.
So
bizarre.
And we were kind of, you know... scratching our heads about that. If I was a parent and my child was like, I need to be picked up at 2:47, I'd be like, well, I'll collect you 10 to.
Exactly. Yes, you can wait.
Yeah, exactly. Well, on the back of that, a school teacher, Alana, was in touch.
Morning, guys. Teacher here. Would you believe the reason why those times are so weird is because the Department of Education have actually made it so that all classes are like 58 minutes long if you're doing an hour long class rather than a 40 minute class. If you do like 6 hour long classes, you actually are in school too long for like the hours you're allowed to be on in a week. So the only way it actually works is if all of your classes are 58 minutes in length.
Mass.
So in order for your classes to be 58 minutes in length, your times are really, really, really strange. Some schools do it, some schools don't. But there you go. That's why. It's because of the setup from the department.
If I remember well enough, back in my day, I don't think any of my classes in secondary school were an hour long. I think they were always
40 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine were always 40 minutes. And there was one, like sometimes you get a 35 minute class.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And that was great.
Do you remember? Because I remember, you had sometimes a 45 minute. Because if you had the double, you'd be in the same place for an hour and a half.
Double maths or whatever.
It's all gone mad.
We didn't have Norma Foley though. You know?
All the H's
she is
now,
education, I think.
I think so, yeah.
What was ever wrong with just an A, B or C?
Yeah, for God's sake.
H1s, H2s, H3s.
Yeah. I want to know. If I get my result that I'm either smart or stupid, I don't want to try and figure that out for myself. I want you to tell me.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin. Tricky, tricky,
tricky. Yeah. Let's do this thing. We have our final three fuzzy charged snooties. We'll be moving on to a new prize in a few weeks, but we really want to give it away to a deserving winner this week. You know,
someone deserves this. We don't know who, but it's our job to find out.
I think this morning it might be Paula who deserves this.
Oh.
What are you up to right now, Paula?
We're just on the school run now.
Okay, you're in the middle of it.
And was it the kids that bullied you into coming on to do this?
Absolutely, yeah.
Paula switches to News Talk as soon as that door closes and they go to school.
Is that true, Paula?
It is indeed. Yeah.
We appreciate the honesty, Paula. You're
just
a woman.
Beyond,
we talk about current affairs on this show
Who just be on News Talk now when we... Is it Kieran Shane?
Oh yeah, they're changing, but they haven't changed yet.
No, they haven't changed yet.
What do they have that we don't have?
Yeah, what is it, Paula? Is it the music you don't like? We're just doing some research here. Is it the music you don't like? Is it us?
The lack of class we don't have that they have?
Is it because we don't wear suits?
No, it's because when I get into work, at least I have a bit of politics or news information.
We could do politics.
More politics.
Here we go, guys. 8:20 each and every morning, we'll do a politics debrief worldwide and locally.
No problem.
Neil Martin, what a guy. All right, for now. Okay, the tricky 10 works, Paula, is we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock. In that time, we will ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. Now, bear in mind, we're only able to accept the first answer you give, but if you don't know an answer, just give it a guess. As we say, it is a number between 1 and 10. If you top the leaderboard at the end of this week, you will be one of the last people in the world to win a brand new Fuzzy Charge Snoody to get nice and cozy inside of. Nicola is currently top of the leaderboard. She scored 7 in 55 seconds. That is what you need to beat this morning. Paula, how do you feel about that?
Scared.
I don't think they do any games on News Talk, do they? No. Probably haven't any experience in this. No, no games.
Very much not snooty. No.
Paula, who's in the back of the car? What are the kids' names?
Emma and Owen.
Emma and Owen. All right, nice one.
Yeah.
All right, well, Emma and Owen, I presume, are going to try their best to help you out. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right.
I am.
I'm going to count you in. Good luck. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Connolly Station is in which Dublin postal district?
Three.
The German for no sounds like what number?
9.
Fluffy the dog in Harry Potter had how many heads?
Three.
The word definitely contains the letter I how many times?
2.
How many Odeon cinemas are there in County Dublin?
8.
This year is 2020 what?
6.
David and Victoria Beckham have how many children together?
4.
A week consists of how many days?
7.
The song Lose Yourself appeared in the movie What Mile by Eminem?
9 miles.
What is 100 divided by 10?
10.
Stop the clock. Woo. Paula, Emma, Owen, how do you feel you did?
Crap and good.
All right.
So that's a good combination.
We'll be fine then. See how you got on.
Here we go.
Yeah.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Guys, score 7. We are drawing on the score of yesterday. We'll have to go through that time in a second, see if you're currently top of the leaderboard. But let's just walk through the ones that caught you out this morning. Connolly Station is in which Dublin postal district? You said 3. The answer there was 1. A very tough question in terms of general knowledge, but how many Odeon cinemas are there in County Dublin? You said 8. There's actually 5. There's one at the Point, Coolock, Charlestown, Slorgan and Blanche.
Is there one in Charlestown? I did not know that.
Now, this one. David and Victoria Beckham have how many children together? You said 4 and then 4.
Yeah.
So I was like, were you saying 5 and then 4? But no, I'm pretty sure you were saying 4.
I think they said 4.
Yeah, 4.
So that's grand. That's locked. Oh, you're a very sure of yourself.
Yeah.
We definitely said 4.
Your Honour.
So we gave you that one. And the song Lose Yourself appeared in the movie What Mile, the Eminem movie that I watched when I was far too young, still a bit traumatised. Mm-hmm. It wasn't 9 mile, it's 8 mile. Callum, we need the results. Are they currently top of the leaderboard? Did they do it quicker than Nicola?
Yes, so Nicola scored 7 in 55 seconds. You scored 7 in 46.01 seconds. And nearly 10 seconds quicker.
That's incredible.
Oh my gosh, that has to be a first.
A record, that's unbelievable. Paula, Emma, Owen, you've absolutely smashed it. Well done,
guys. You flew through those.
Now we have to fight if we win it. We have to fight the kids between the snooze.
No, you'll all fit inside. This is why I'm telling everyone. It's pretty roomy.
I think it's Emma and Owen, Snoody. They don't switch to News Talk.
Yeah, I was about to say, Paula.
Sorry.
What are they giving away? A News Talk, I don't know, business suit or something. Maybe an umbrella.
I promise I won't take over ever again.
Okay.
Thanks, Paula.
Cheers, Paula. We got another one.
Yeah.
Yay.
See ya.
Have a great day, guys. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. I tried to think of something professional and I thought of a suit and an umbrella.
Business suit. A suit, but like when you look at the back of it, it's just a zip up, like all in one piece kind of thing. For your convenience. Listen, were you playing along with the Tricky 10 today? How did you do? Did you score 10 by chance? We haven't had a 10 yet.
I've only ever met one person who's got a 10, and
really?
That was because I sent him the questions and he could have cheated. I'm not sure. But it was my mate, mate Jamie. Ooh. But he texted me back all the answers. And it was 10.
Are you someone Dave's never met and you've scored a 10? We need to hear from you. Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Come on and play tomorrow and play for one of those last fuzzy charts.
I have a question for you. 087-711-1038. Voice notes welcome on this. What products do you buy that you refuse to cheap out on? Like, what are products that you refuse to go, I get the off-brand one? Mm. Because you know it 100% is not the same. Okay. I'm quite bad for this when it comes to shopping. I consider myself bougie, but without any of the assets. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. Like, I don't know how to consider myself bougie when I have no money. But I refuse to buy off-brand certain things.
Yeah.
And I remember when me and my ex used to live together, it would drive her insane because the bill from our shopping would be sky high compared to what it would be if she went. Yes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So say, for example, we go into the shop and she'd be like, right, I know he likes that for his cereal, so I'll get that. And what would she get me? Cocoa rice.
Okay. Yeah.
What are you talking about? You may as well get me... It may as well be called Brown Puffs of Cereal.
It's
just
hard to fit that on the box.
Yeah, fair enough.
No, I understand what you mean when it comes to the cereals. Sometimes it's
flakes
really
of bran.
Yeah. Some of them are good. Some of them just don't match up to the real thing.
Yeah, not for me. So I refused always. And honestly, probably one of the main reasons we're not together anymore. It was such an argument every time. I would 100% absolutely have to get Barry's tea.
Right. I know. The tea bags are a deal breaker for a lot of people.
So, like, I don't know how you can just go and buy off-brand tea bags.
If I may, that's one thing that wouldn't bother me.
Really?
I'm not a massive tea person.
If, like, it happened in my sister's house, there'd be uproar.
Yeah.
This is what I'm curious. Yeah. What products would you absolutely refuse to cheap out on? 087-711-103. This is, I feel like you can really tell a person by just looking in their fridge. So, say, for example, like butter for me. Mm. I don't actually eat butter, really. I only put it on my scrambled eggs. So it doesn't matter if it's butter or not butter. So I just get whatever I find in the shop.
No, but that'd be hard line for me. As in, like, you need real butter.
Some people would say, you need your slab of Dairy Gold.
That wouldn't bother me at all.
Now, I can't afford anymore to have, like, let's say, the top brand butter that we all love in this country because it's about €6 a slab.
Yeah, fair.
But I still,
that's gone
crazy.
Mad.
Yeah. But I will always have real butter.
Okay,
like fake, but like any Lolo or a company, believe it's not butter. I mean, I love the names of them, but they're not like for me.
I'm just weird when it comes to this. Like milk is a big one. If it's,
you have to get the Superman.
If it's not Avonmore, like,
yeah.
I don't want it. Like,
that's funny.
I know it's weird, but like, we don't even have Avonmore here. Ridiculous, by the way.
In work,
bit of feedback.
Yeah, bit of feedback there to Spin 103.8. Yeah. There's not even Avonmore in the fridge.
Is it not?
No. It's like Tesco or something. I don't know what it is.
Really?
Yeah, but I'll have it in my tea, but I couldn't, like.
Would you put it in your CG?
Yeah.
I
put it in chocolate cereal to make it chocolatey.
The cereal is also where Dwayne draws the line as well, because I like a fake cereal. I actually got one in Lidl last night. I got a rip off Crunchy Nut, and I had it while I was watching Love Island, and it was absolutely stunning.
See, that for me, I would constantly, if I was eating that, I'd be like, this isn't the real one. It's not the same. And there's so many things.
Knockoffs of Cheerios are top tier as well.
Are they?
Yeah, they're fine.
Yes.
You wouldn't know any difference.
So that's
And you know what? Sorry, you're moving into another world as well, because we could talk about the knockoffs of like food all day, but maybe you're listening and you're like, I'd never get the dupe of this perfume.
Yeah.
All the girls recommended it. It's just not the same. The smell's gone after 20 minutes.
They're big at the moment, those knockoff perfumes,
I feel like knockoff, you can find knockoff everything, but they're not the same. Mm. They really, really aren't. So that's what I'm curious of. 087-711-103. Voice notes are welcome. I'll slow that number down. 087-711-103.8. What products do you just refuse to cheap out on? Let me know. I'm curious.
I like this.
We love your voice notes as well. 087-711-103.8. My brain is in overdrive now thinking of all the things, and I really want the knockoff Cheerios.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Right, this morning on the show, we're asking you, what products do you not cheap out on? You refuse. When you go and do the big shop, you have to get the on-brand thing of this product. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about it earlier on. A couple of weeks ago, I bought, do you know those Cocoa Bonds?
Mm.
You know the Kinder Cocoa Bonds?
Oh, yes.
I bought the off-brand of them.
Or the crap.
They're still in the cupboard.
Like. You can't get that Kinder taste.
No, you can't.
But shout out to the knockoffs. Some of them are brilliant.
Some of them are all right.
Absolutely
fine.
And then
some of them aren't.
Yeah, fair.
So that's what we're curious. What do you refuse to cheap out on when it comes to the big shop? Or just or products in general, as Emma said about the, you know,
could be skincare
perfume
or something,
or whatever.
As well. Philip was on.
Never mind all that. What about toilet roll? Has to be top notch.
That's so funny you just said that, Philip, because I was going to mention that in a while.
Yeah, same.
My housemates think I'm ridiculous because I buy Cashel.
Yeah.
I'm like, sorry, it's an experience every time.
Well, honestly, over Christmas, Jack actually did like a big you know, getting all that kind of stuff for the house.
Yeah.
It's like it snows every time you use the toilet paper that we've been using. Awful. It just all fluffs off.
No,
it's in bits.
Oh, really?
And last night I went into the shop and I was like, I was actually like a Spar, one of them. And I was like, I won't get the toilet paper here. But I was actually all right. They had a deal on it. €9 for like 16 rolls or something.
I think
but
it's
back to kitten soft. And I was like, I can't deal with the fluff around again.
No, oh my God. It has gotten a little bit cheaper, I think, the toilet roll. You can get a deal. But that's my one as well.
The cheap one, that like the, it's like two ply. And in order to stick the other ply, it's like they spat on it. I was like, literally. And it was like, right, stick two of them together, roll it up there. That's two ply
it's
now.
It's unacceptable.
It's rotten.
You get to a certain stage of life where you're like, my bum deserves a bit more.
That's it.
And when it's a new toilet roll and you're trying to rip off the glue and you end up kind of just unraveling the entire thing.
Yeah.
And when people visit my house and they go to the bathroom, I want them to say, oh, she's doing very well for herself. I want the toilet paper to be like bursting out of the holder.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
You want it to be fat, thick and juicy.
Yes. Don't we all, you know. Fiona? All right, tell us, what do you refuse to cheap out on when it comes to brands, what you buy in the shop? 087-711-103. Get your voice notes over.
Curious on 087-711-103. Voice notes are welcome. What products do you not cheap out on? You refuse. You're like, no, do you know what? I'm going to get the on brand even though it's a little bit more expensive.
Don't you feel so bougie walking up to the till with your on brand bit?
Lads, honestly, I have to say, right, sometimes, and this is the most bougie thing I'll say, right, I've gone skiing on this show. and Mammy and Daddy brought me skiing.
I can't believe you're highlighting that.
This is going to sound really bougie, but that wasn't even the most bougiest thing that's happened to me. For Christmas, I got Olaplex shampoo.
Ooh.
The hell do I need Olaplex shampoo for?
Look, someone worried that you're starting to bald?
No, I just wanted nice shampoo, so Santa got me Olaplex. But I was like, I tried it for the first time and I was like, this is fantastic.
Heavenly.
This is what it's like to shower. This is what everyone has been experiencing. And I've been there with my off-brand, you know, whatever.
Off-brand head and shoulders or whatever.
Head and neck.
Head and the rest.
So that's what we're curious. What products do you not cheap out on? 087-711-103.
Here's Molly.
The Listerine.
Okay, mouthwash.
Listerine.
Mouthwash. And Corsadil mouthwash.
Oh my God, your mouth must be glistening.
Yeah.
Well, I can't get the little one is horrible.
Right.
Is it just a banging taste off it, or do you not just think it's as like, does it keep you as fresh for
fresh,
as long?
Yeah.
It tastes like the smell of petrol.
Oh, wow. Okay, some people are into that.
The smell of petrol, I do.
And what's the rip off of Corsadil? Because Corsadil is the really strong one that you take if you have like a mouth ulcer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is there a dupe?
Yeah, I've no idea.
Okay, but you wouldn't be interested. Yeah. It's only the real deal for Ma. Very
good. For you. And what, anything else that you'd still say, no, I have to get the real deal?
Rice Krispies. Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Yeah.
Okay. You can't be getting them white puffs of rice.
I actually love a rip-off cereal. No. I know this is a big one for people, but I do. Yeah. They kind of appeal to me.
They're fun. You don't know what you're going to get.
There's a bit of whimsy.
If my parents brought that home, like that off-brand, I'd be like, oh my God, are we poor?
No, now, there's honestly a great one at the moment. I'm mad for it in Aldi and off-brand. It's like clusters of like loveliness.
Lovely.
In terms of flakiness.
Yeah.
But then they have the like berries, but also little chunks of white chocolate.
Is it like the rip-off of Crunchy Nut Clusters? Are they still a thing? They used to be like €8 a box or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, listen, that's the way it works for you and you're not too lengthy with the list. Cereal and mouthwash.
Fair enough, Molly.
You know what you like.
You do you.
Thanks, Molly. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Here's Jamie with the voice note.
One of probably the oddest things that I couldn't eat that is off-brand is spaghetti hoops. It has to be Heinz spaghetti hoops.
I think that's fair enough as well. And I'd actually go as far as to say I wouldn't read, like I've eaten them and they're grand, but knockoff beans ain't the same.
No, I wouldn't imagine. I don't eat them, but like I couldn't eat, I kind of refuse to eat on-brand ketchup.
So what ketchup do you like?
I like just like a Tesco ketchup. I can't do a Heinz because it's too spenny. I can't do a Chef because it's not nice.
Former housemate Emer would never ever touch the ketchup unless it was real deal.
Really?
Yeah, it had to be real deal ketchup.
It's funny, I think Chef is like, I don't know, I think it's like,
Chef is a very strong, I would say, go as far as saying acquired taste.
I think it's quite a country thing. Mm. Chef.
But it's made in Dublin, isn't it, Chef?
Is it, Chef?
I think it is, yeah.
This is Leonie.
Knockoff runners is a no-no. Any trainers that is knocked off, absolutely not. You have to have the real product.
Where are you buying your runners? Abbey Street?
No, I'm just trying to think. Does she mean like, for example, Penny's runners?
Yeah, like with the four stripes or whatever kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I do have four striped sliders.
That's all right. Yeah. That's grand. You just wear them around the house. Like,
this is Philip.
One thing you never cheap out on unless you want to starve in the wilderness is a good tin opener, because by feckin' Christ, we've been through them in this house. We bought one day, like, in a reputable home providers, and we paid good money for it, and we bought it home that day.
Oh, geez.
And it snapped in half on the first attempt at opening a tin of tuna. Just such bad luck with them, it's shocking.
That's so bizarre. What is an on-brand can opener?
That's what I'm wondering. And also, it's 2026. Get the ring pulled.
Yeah. Emma standing by there. What can you not cope with? What do you make sure you have to get the real deal of?
Water.
Oh. Water. What do you mean? Yeah. Like, you wouldn't drink tap water?
Oh, no. God, no. I wouldn't drink tap, no.
Really? So what water do you have to get? What brand?
Well, it has to be Evian.
Oh, serious? Evian!
We are in the presence of bougie.
No, I love it. This is a rule you have for yourself. I love it.
What Evian.
So where did you get kind of fussy about water the first time around? When did you know, like, it has to be Evian or nothing?
I think it was my dad.
Really?
It's like the girl's health and safety.
So yes. In your house, it must be kind of spenny then, because you're constantly buying the big 2 or 3 litres of Evian.
I love this.
Yeah, well, I've done Dora's voucher.
That's yeah. Good. Yeah, you got your 5 of 25.
Very good. Okay, I wouldn't know the difference.
And so what do you buy when you do the weekly shop? How much water do you buy? Like, how are you buying, like, a gallon? Are you
I have to buy, so I buy the 1 litre.
The 1 litre? Like, how often are you buying the water then?
I probably buy 2 a week.
And what about, like, say, if you're having tea, do you put Evian in the kettle?
Oh, no, not that bad.
Oh, thank God.
Are you drinking enough water a day now, Emma?
Well, she's drinking, she's buying 6 litres by 2 a week. She's buying 12 litres a week.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Oh, my God, I'd say your pee is glistening. I'd say it's like a little sparkle when it hits the toilet.
It's clear.
I'd say it is.
Emma, thanks a mil.
Thanks, Emma.
Bye.
Good luck.
Talk to you later. Right, we're all a bit more bougier than I thought.
Yeah, we are.
I love it for
I
us.
Like the way Fiona asked the listener about her pee colour.
Well, just so I'm thinking, like, that's where the water goes, and I'm like, I'd say you feel it in if you pay extra.
I'm not saying
for that
it's wrong
product.
I just don't think we've ever had it before.
I did see some radio show before years ago, I don't know where or who, but doing a blind taste test of different water brands. You can taste me and Dave's if you want. Yeah,
and I'll say who needs to drink more water.
No, we're getting into weird territory here.
Let's go. Fiona in the morning. Hello there.
Hi. How are you? Welcome in. I'm Regent. Mine and Dwayne's friends, another couple, have invited us out for a carvery on Sunday.
But lovely.
We have like a 6 hour baby class.
It's six hours long.
I'm sorry. Like, it's almost as if parenthood is for life. Like, why do we need 6 hours? Like, what is even going to be covered?
Do you have the, like, outline of what's going to be covered on the in the class?
Do you have to do it?
Well, it's advised, even though everyone I know who's had a baby is like, oh, did you do the classes? Like, they're a load of crap. Like, you don't.
I don't know anyone that I know who's had a baby who's gone to class.
You did the classes, really?
No, maybe they have and just never told me. But it's just not something I ever was told about.
Sure, you don't have classes down the country.
You just pull whatever
comes out of the cow, you pull it out, and that's it.
And
you raise
they go.
Give
them a shake, and off they go. I've known people who've done them, but they say it's a waste of time. But I just wasn't expecting them to be so long. I have two other ones today because I've obviously been so last minute booking all of these. The ones today are for breastfeeding and for epidural, which I will be getting. Absolutely.
I wouldn't want to know about the epidural. I'd say that's none of my business what you do to my back.
I was talking to my mom about it yesterday, and she was like, why do you need a class? You're not giving it to yourself. And I was like, so true.
Yeah. Thank you. Can you actually just...
Yeah, maybe the nurse or whatever.
I'm like, hang on, I'll inject this now. Give me that.
I did a class.
I know what I'm doing here.
You did a course.
Yeah. But why do you need the lesson on epidural?
I don't know.
It's medical. I don't need to know. I trust that you're a trained professional.
You got this, right?
Y'all got this. Spin is your number one hit music station. Emma, Dave and Fiona. Welcome on into Top 10 Tuesday. This is the time where I'm going to give Dave, Fiona and you listening, the three of you, a topic. And your job together is to figure out what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. Just to let you in on how to understand the game a little bit better. In the past, Dave, Fiona and yourself, that you've been asked to fill out the top 10 or the most recent top 10 James Bond films, the most popular Katy Perry songs in Ireland, etc., etc. So Dave and Fiona, first of all, you have three lives each and you'll take it in turns to try and complete this top 10 list. You're going to get a point for each correct answer, mm-hmm. and you'll lose a life then for something that isn't in the top 10. Mm. If you can fill out the whole 10, this is where you come in, so make sure you're listening closely. 087 711 1038. We're going to throw it out to you and you could win yourself some IMC cinema passes. Now,
it's my favourite part of a Tuesday.
It's so good.
My favourite. As soon as I wake up, I go, yes. And I didn't get to do it last week because I was sick. And shockingly enough, I'm sick again, but I refuse to call in sick because I want to do Top 10 Tuesday.
Okay, now this week, are you ready? I'm looking for the artist who have featured the most as a solo act or group on the Now That's What I Call Music compilation albums. For clarity, the very first Now album CD was released back in November of 1983. The most recent one was released in November of 2025. That was Now 122. So what we're looking for here is the most featured artists or groups that have come up on all of those albums across the decades.
Okay.
But as a solo act.
As a solo act. So for example,
as a solo act.
If you said Gary Barlow.
Yeah.
No, as a solo act, an act could be a band.
It could be
a
band.
If you said Gary
right.
Barlow, we'd take that as a solo act.
Okay.
If you want to say something about take that. That'd be a separate answer.
Okay. Okay. Very good.
You know
okay. So it can be so.
If it was Perry versus Little Mix, you'd say Perry for one, Little Mix for
right.
another.
Right. Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. Interesting.
So
I like
spanning
this one.
Quite a lot of time
so
here.
So it can't be bands.
It can.
Yeah. It can be bands. But if you said to me, "Give me a band," if you said Harry Styles, yeah.
Yeah.
And One Direction would be separate. I can't.
Okay.
Yeah,
I got you. And it was from 1988.
1983
was the first
until
one.
November of 2025. So it's a long old time.
Till 2025. Okay.
Are you lost, Dave?
A little bit, but it's kind of the similar version.
Is the most popular artist.
Yeah. So there can be bands, and there could be people from the bands also on the list.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to start or what?
I'm gonna go with Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Britney Spears.
Just get a vibe.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Britney's
that's
not
really
in
shocking because I thought she was on it non-stop.
Okay. When we get hello, Callum.
Britney is number 15 with 22 features.
She's
wow.
15.
Wow, 22 right. features.
Interesting, Britney. At 15.
I am going to go Robbie Williams.
Robbie Williams is at number 3.
What? Wow, he's high. Okay.
32 songs feature in that time from Robbie Williams. Well done, Fiona.
I'm going to go with Coldplay.
That's a good shout, I'd say.
Unfortunately not, Dave. No sign of Coldplay in there. Do they feature Summer, Callum?
Coldplay number 12.
What the hell?
With 25 features.
This is nuts.
Okay, I'm going to go take that.
Take that, Fiona. Sadly not.
What?
They don't make it in there, Callum.
No, take that was number 22 with 20 features.
Oh, they're ages away. Okay.
I don't know, like, if it's not Bieber, like, do you know who I think is honestly on it? Loads.
Yeah.
But I'm not, this is my guess. Maroon 5.
I
remember
you.
Back in the day, they were I've got to put Maroon 5.
I think that's a good choice.
Grant, I'm going back to my cereal then. I'll see you later.
All right, Fiona, you're on your own. You've only lost one life.
Okay.
You've got a while to go. Let's have a go.
What?
Just to reiterate what we're looking for. We're looking for the artists who have featured the most on the Now albums.
Yeah.
First one was released in Now, then first in November of 1983, and the most recent one was in November of last year. So you're kind of spanning a few decades there.
Yeah.
Who were the big acts that would feature most on those albums?
What about Elton John?
It's such a solid shout, but it's not in there, Callum.
Who the hell is on this?
This is nuts. This is the most bizarre
okay,
top 10.
Well, I have another go, don't I?
You do.
What about Westlife?
Oh, good shout.
Don't tell me they're not on it.
Who was on this?
Who's on this?
You are actually missing. You've only got one out of the 10. Which
yeah, we can
phenomenal.
Count, Callum. We can count. We know what we've got.
There I think it's really difficult. I'd be stumped as well, to be honest.
I'm trying
especially
to think
with
of
the ones that you guess. They're so on.
Like Elton John spanned all those decades.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know who I bet on? Can I have one guess?
Yeah, go let him.
Dua Lipa. Are you serious?
She was in number 13, so you're close. There's one hint. The majority out of this top 10, outside of number 4, are all people who have released songs in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
That why, though? What happened to the other ones from the noughties?
Yeah, I tried to not think of just these last few years, and I tried to think from 1983.
If you want to hazard a guess at this morning, there are a lot.
There are nine spaces.
Oh my God.
A lot of IMC Cinema passes for the taking on this. You're pretty much guessing some of the most popular artists from the since 1980.
Are you? I don't know about that.
Yeah, I suppose. And yeah, because the Now albums would very much take the big hits, wouldn't they?
I love how quickly we rallied ourselves out of that. We were like, this, no, see ya.
Get in touch with your guesses on 087 711 103 when you reach the cinema. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona, and we're in the middle of Top 10 Tuesday. Arguably our toughest Top 10 Tuesday yet.
It's a weird one.
I didn't get a single one.
Yeah, and that doesn't sit well with our Dave. Mm-mm. It would drive me nuts as well if I was playing this week. Callum found this data online. What we're looking for today are the artists who have featured the most as a solo act on the Now, That's What I Call Music compilation albums. That sounds really confusing. Essentially, what we mean by that is if Robbie Williams released a big single or loads of singles that featured Grant, take that would just be separate from that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So Dave and Fiona struggled with this one today and really legitimate guesses, but just not really getting them over the line to make the top 10 list. Fiona had one correct guess in at number 3 with Robbie Williams himself. And Francis thinks he can help us out this morning.
Is Kylie Minogue in that list?
Is
Kylie Minogue in the list?
We can reveal Kylie Minogue's at number 4.
Oh, well done, Francis.
Any more for us, Francis?
What about Katy Perry?
Katy Perry's definitely on the list.
Katy Perry is in joint ninth place. 26 songs featured across those decades. Well done. Anything else?
Elton John.
Oh, Elton John was already guessed.
We've had a guess for Elton.
But I think it's a great guess.
It is a great guess because you would think he should be, really. No, nothing there. But Francis, thank you so much. You've won yourself a pair of IMC Cinema passes.
Thank you, Francis.
Lovely.
All right, talk to you later. Let's work our way through and complete this list for once and for all.
Justin Bieber.
As Francis identified, joint ninth place was Katy Perry with 26 songs.
Sorry, 26 songs? Yeah. What are they?
Don't know, hon.
Teenage Dream, Firework,
yeah,
Roar.
Okay, 3. Yeah, 26
and 23 others. Justin Bieber on the list.
In joint ninth. Justin Bieber's in there. We'll get to
he
him.
Is.
Joint ninth place is Sam Smith. Also, yeah,
I still want. Now that I'm out,
Sam
I still want to play.
No, yeah. It's a good one, isn't it?
Sam Smith.
Yeah. Then we had 3 in joint sixth place. Rihanna with 27 songs.
Okay.
Little Mix with 27 songs.
I was going to guess Little Mix.
And there he is, Justin Bieber with 27 songs. At number 5, Ed Sheeran. He was there. 30 songs.
Stop now. Okay, so there's 3 more.
There's 2 more because we've correctly identified number 4 and number 3, Kylie Minogue by Francis.
What's
and Robbie
3?
Williams by Fiona.
Robbie, okay, so number
so the
1
top
and 2.
I'm going to help you out by saying they're both DJs.
Oh, David Guetta.
Number 1.
Yes.
What? Calvin Harris.
Number 2.
Okay, so it's all modern people. I guess people bring out more songs now compared to back in the day. You'd be eating out on the same song for like a year or whatever.
True.
Because these are all people from like, you
There's
know.
There's the list. There you go.
That's nuts, man.
So sorry.
So the reason for my guesses was I was trying to span across a couple of decades.
I get you.
And I was like, who was around a couple of decades ago that are still around making music today? Those guesses were Maroon 5.
Yeah.
Britney. Mm. Although kind of, and then not really.
I know what you mean, yeah.
She had so many songs, you know what I mean? Mm. Who else did I guess?
You had said Coldplay. Which I think was a good
guess.
Yeah,
that doesn't make any sense that they're not in there.
That's absolutely
Do you know who
nuts.
I would have panicked? I was just thinking who I would have panicked and said because I would have thought those Now albums when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And he'd like 2 songs that were successful, but I probably would have said Shaggy.
Bring like, back Shaggy.
Yeah,
what's he doing?
Great.
Looking just outside of the top 10 because Dave, you were guessing really close. There was Ariana Grande, there was Coldplay,
Dua Lipa,
Pink, Britney Spears, Jason Derulo, Lady Gaga. And then you've got like Becky Hill, who has 21
like,
songs, and she's only been around in the last 10 years, but because she's featured. And then don't forget, Becky Hill would then feature on a David Guetta song, so that's how he's bumped up as well.
Becky, have a sit down for yourself, for God's sake.
She hasn't done it in a while. She's gone quiet actually the last while, isn't she? Anyway, guys, don't feel bad. We'll try again next week, okay?
It was an interesting one.
We're just here trying.
Ollie Murs has the same number of songs as Oasis.
What?
Oh my God.
That's wrong.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning.
You're
morning.
Off to the cinema of a Tuesday.
I am. Well, actually, tomorrow I'm going to go.
Oh, tomorrow, sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to go
Wednesday.
Emer tomorrow. I thought it'd be a nice little midweek thing to do. Back to Nutgrove Cinema. You know me.
Yeah.
Always
old
up
habits
with the
die hard.
Dave got really upset with me the other day because I called Nutgrove Nutties.
That's a bit rotten, to be honest.
Yeah, well, that's just what me and Ian were called. Are you going to Nutty's? Will you pick me up this if you're going to Nutty's today?
Oh.
And then Dave said, can I go to the show and do a whole thing about all the things that you do that annoy me? And I was like, that's fine. Where's that? When are you doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I've had to keep depleting the list. It goes on too long, you know?
Oh, right, okay.
Well, you're off to Nutty's to see The Housemaid.
Yeah, grim.
I thought it was so good.
I read that book last Christmas 2025, I would say, in 3 hours. And I hadn't read a book, and probably actually still haven't read a book like that.
Yeah.
It was perfect. It was like just over the Christmas break. I was sitting at home on my parents' couch, and I was like, it's such a page turner.
Yeah.
That author, have you read any else of her
books? No, I haven't read The Housemaid. I know everyone was saying to read it first, Frieda, but I was like,
would you just confirm her name, Callum? Frieda McFarland, is it?
Yeah.
Frieda. Because Emer, again, harking back to Emer, she's read like, once she read
Fallon.
Oh, is she Irish?
No. She's read like every single one of her books.
Really?
Yeah. And there's loads of them left in my house after she moved out.
Everyone's so talking about this movie though. Everyone's saying
it's a bit of crack.
A lot of people are saying
it's a bit of crack.
It confuses
it's very
me
well
that you
cast,
say it's a bit of crack because the book was so grim.
No, there are grim bits, but I was saying this before on the show. I felt like I was in an American cinema. Everyone was screaming and like laughing and like just because there's real cheesy bits.
Okay.
And then like by the time you get to the end, it's like full camp. But I'd recommend it.
Okay.
It was very like you go through the motions with it and it kind of just hits all those spots of
cinema.
I
really want you to read the book and feel what I felt.
Okay, I'll read it. I'm sure the book is scarier. Please do.
Stick around. 125 euro to go on the cash machine. What did I say? Oh yeah, 1,000.
125 quid.
That sounded nice. 125
euro on the cash machine.
125,000 euro to go in the cash machine Friday. Everything you need to know next. Your favourite part of each and every show. Fiona's final thoughts on the way very soon.
You're very
Woo!
Lucky.
Woo! Now, though, God, I was so determined that finally last night I would just see a glint of green in the sky and say I have seen the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
Like most people, I was alerted to the Northern Lights being around by my Instagram stories.
Yeah.
As I was everyone laying on the couch,
and everyone had such unbelievable photos.
Yeah, they really did.
I couldn't get a good photo at all.
Anything astronomy doesn't photograph well.
No,
but the Northern Lights came through really, really well on lots of people's photos.
But only on people's phones, not in real life. You had to put your phone up to see it. Like,
what's that about?
I have no idea.
Now, here's the thing. I heard that as well. So I went outside for a little walk me slippers, and north facing is obviously behind my house. So I was at the wrong side, and there's loads of houses. So I just couldn't really see the sky where potentially it was. So we went off in the car and went for a drive. We drove up the Dublin Mountains.
Mm. Sorry, that's commitment. I know you're close to them.
What
but
time
like,
did you go to bed?
I was late last night now. I had to watch Love Island then, see how our Jack was getting on. But yeah, I sat there for 20 minutes and I was texting one of the girls, Hannah, who had the most amazing photos from her house in like the Terranura area. And she was like, keep waiting. It'll come through. Nothing.
And did you keep watching it through your phone?
No, like I took a couple of photos on my phone and you could see the kind of glint of maybe red, but through the clouds and then the moon shining through. So it was a bit hazy looking, you know, it wasn't something I'd be putting in my Instagram story now. It's very like,
God, no, that's a very exclusive area.
No, but it was nothing to be shouting home about. Do you know, there was maybe something going on behind the clouds, but I didn't see. Did you see anything?
No, I literally looked out my window, took a photo and I went, there's a bit of green there. I'm going back to bed.
I was so lazy last night, like when I saw it on everyone's Instagram stories and I was lying in bed, I was like, I should probably look out the window. And I just didn't
What's the difference in seeing it on your phone versus seeing it on someone else's phone?
I was like, I've seen it on everyone else's phone.
So, but the technology is that you can't see it with the naked eye, you have to see it through a camera lens.
But like, that's not the case for all the time. Like, in like Iceland or Greenland, you can see it like just through the naked eye. Like.
My friend Megan lives down in like rural Limerick and she was texting us photos last night. They went off for like a walk to kind of see it properly. That's sorry, in my old housemate group, one second now. And wait to see these. And I know this is visual, but you get the idea. This is like something that you'd see when you actually go to Iceland, do you know? Really?
Oh, wow.
Wow. So it's like the less...
It's like three beams of light. It's like UFOs.
The less kind of light pollution that there is, the more clearly that you'll be able to see it.
How stunning is that?
That's
the red hue off it as
but
well.
But it's like gas, isn't it? It's like something weird, isn't it?
It's some kind of a meteor shower.
Is it coming back again? Is it coming back again tonight?
I don't know. I'm sure it's always there.
I feel like it's been here loads at this stage. I'm kind of like, give us something new. Earlier,
what other phenomenon would you want? Meteor shower?
Something UFO. Like that, you know?
Yeah.
Matt, you're on spin.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go. For now, though, it's the time of the day that you all dream of. When you're tucking yourselves into bed at night, you say your prayers, and then you say, thank God.
That's why I went to bed early last night, so I could just like wake up sooner for Fiona's final.
And just be ready for whatever is put on the table.
Exactly.
And today it's a real humdinger. So I was going to the doctor's after the show yesterday, just for a little checkup, little pregnancy checkup. And I still am at the doctor's in Shankill because I need to change to Crumlin, but it's hard to register with a new GP these days.
I don't have a new GP. My GP is out in Silorgan.
Yeah.
I'm like, why do I'm not going out there.
Guys, it really frightens me. I don't have a GP.
At all.
So my GP,
I haven't gone to Silorgan in so long that I might as well not have a GP either.
My GP in the village I grew up in Waterford retired 2 years ago.
Oh no. Okay, so we all need a new one.
So, and they don't want you.
No, they don't.
They don't want you.
No one wants you.
They say good luck to you. And you're like, I'm trying to give you the €80 to see me for 3 seconds.
My fella Jack, and like, I know he's English and all, but no doctor even wants to see him. Not even GP.
Ah, that's terrible. Come on.
They were like, we're not taking on any new patients.
Sorry, you're English.
I was like, come on.
What do you mean new patient? Like, what am I meant to do?
I know.
Exactly.
Is there any GPs taking on? Anyway.
If you're a GP, give us an LDM.
Please do.
You can be the fully charged GP.
Well, oh my God, new merch. Fully charged doctor's jacket, fully charged scrubs.
Yeah,
a lot of people would wear them. But so I was making the journey out to Shankill, so I wanted to get a little treat for the road. So I was getting a decaf cappuccino and a pastry of sorts. And I was like, oh, can I get I went into a cafe near us here in Dublin's city centre, and I was like, decaf cappuccino with chocolate on top. And she was like, yeah. And then it came out the other side and there was no chocolate on top. And the a woman had taken the order and a man had made the coffee. And I was like,
I can see where the problem lies.
Typical. I was like, yeah, do you know what I mean? And I was like, sorry,
can't
I
you
get
see
chocolate?
I'm pregnant here, give me my chucky.
Please. I was like, can I get chocolate on top? And like, as soon as it was out of my mouth, he said, we don't do chocolate here. I was like,
what?
And I'm sorry now. I know some cafes feel like they have something to prove, but get a bit of chocolate powder. Like what? Why don't you have a little shaker of chocolate powder?
That's what you want, chocolate powder.
For me and my child.
I would have wanted chocolate flakes.
Well, you don't get those just everywhere. Yeah. I understand people don't keep
them. That's very Butler Bewley's, isn't it?
Yeah, or well, flakes. They do it in Insomnia and they do it in Bear Market. But like a bit of the Cadbury's hot chocolate thing, just like sprinkle that on. I don't see why you can't fit one of those in the cafe. For me and my unborn child, it's what we want. And I had to drive to Shankill in tears. The coffee was terrible. And I would just say, please,
what was
chocolate
your pastry
powder
of choice?
Everywhere. It was like a chocolate twist.
Oh, you're grand then. You got
it was
your chocolate
massive.
Fix.
I know, but I needed more.
Okay.
You want to tell this pregnant lady she can't have chocolate?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
He was a brave man saying that to you.
I know.
Did you deck him?
I was like, can you not see what I'm going through right now?
He's dead now.
My waters would break right on the floor. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.